Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. Thursday, 24th of Muharram, 1448 AH, 9th of July, 2026 CE. O Muslims, your enemy is one, and your strength lies in your awareness and sincerity. Translated. What draws the attention of careful observers and analysts when examining the major crises across the Muslim lands is that the enemy of the Muslims in all of them is one, America. In some of these crises, it is joined by its protege, the usurping Jewish entity. Among the earliest of these cases is Iraq, which America fought in the early 1990s before occupying it in 2003, and which continues to suffer under its domination. Then there is Afghanistan, occupied by America in 2001, followed by Syria, where America employed all of its tools to abort its blessed revolution against its agent, Bashar al-Assad. Then comes Yemen, where America competes with Britain for control by supporting the Houthis through its agent, the Saudi regime. Then Sudan, where America ignited a devastating internal war between its two agents, the commander of the army and the commander of the rapid support forces, to prevent Britain from gaining control over Sudan. Then Iran, which was attacked by America and its protege, the Jewish entity, in June 2025, and again at the end of February 2026. Before all of these stands Palestine and Lebanon, where everything that the usurping Jewish entity has done and continues to do is carried out with American military, political and media support, while America gives it free rein to kill, destroy and seize one piece of land after another. Yet, despite all of this, the rulers of the Muslims continue to rush towards negotiations with America or negotiations under its patronage. They also offer mediation on behalf of America and the Jewish entity, while providing them with money and granting them access to Muslim lands, waters and airspace. So what are they negotiating and mediating for? Is it to strengthen America's grip and that of its protege, the Jewish entity, over the Muslim lands? Or is it to provide political cover for their crimes? O Muslims, the condition to which you have fallen would never have come about had you possessed one state under one caliphate, Khalifa. You reached this state only after the disappearance of the authority of Islam through the destruction of the Khilafah state, the fragmentation of your lands into weak statelets, and the domination of insignificant rulers over your necks. These rulers, like your enemies, observe neither kinship nor covenant towards you. They respect neither your sanctity nor your blood, your land, or your wealth. Their sole concern is preserving their crooked thrones, even if doing so requires sacrificing your lives, your blood, your land, and your wealth. How much longer, O Muslims, will this condition of humiliation and disgrace continue? O Muslims, you alone possess the correct ideology from which emerges the correct system to solve the bitter reality in which you live, and to solve the problems of the entire world with justice and fairness. Therefore, be aware, truly aware, and devote yourselves with sincere sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for you have no strength without these two qualities. Indeed, incapacity is the incapacity of judgment, not the incapacity of ability. As the poet said, "The one whose judgment is weak wastes his opportunities, until when the matter has passed him by, he blames destiny." So resolve your affairs, hasten to cast aside your insignificant rulers who have led you into destruction, and hasten to work with Hizb al-Tahrir to unite your lands under the raya, banner of a single Khalifa Rashid, rightly guided Caliph, behind whom you fight and to whom you are protected. Thus you will preserve your lands, protect your lives, spare your blood and safeguard your wealth. Victory comes only from Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants victory to those who support His cause. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إِن يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَإِن يَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ If Allah should aid you, no one can overcome you. But if He should forsake you, who is there that can aid you after Him? And upon Allah let the believers rely. Surah Ali Imran, verse 160. Written by the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.